Boss Man Show with a friend of the show, Bethune-Cookman's own Ryan Ritter. Coach Ritter, how are things down there, Bethune, man?
Man, things are awesome. We got started last week and just looking for a great season ahead. I appreciate you having me on.
Now, Coach, I know you just got started with live practices here, so how have those practices been going? Is it more so just getting everybody their feet wet again, fundamentals, basic drills, or you're trying to actually put in your offense and defenses right now, or you're just kind of building up to it as you get closer to that November start date there?
You know, this year's been unique. We weren't able to have a summer session this year. Big change of transition. So we didn't have a summer session. And then, as you know, we got evacuated for a hurricane here about 2 weeks ago. So our first couple practices have been on speed dial. We have not had a ton of time to work with our guys. So it is full-fledged. We, we only got 30 days, essentially, to work with our guys before the first game. So we are making the most of it, and we are doing about everything you could think of to prepare for that first November 6th game.
I hear that. Now, Coach, I know you guys finished fourth last year in the MEAC with 9-7 in conference play. So what did junior staff do for us evaluating where can we get better at going 2019 and 20? Because I know you want to get better, win that championship, and get to the big dance there.
Yeah, you got it. The first thing is, we'll never make excuses. You know, we got to be out by some good teams. We got to stay healthy. You know, our best player, our all-conference guy, tore his ACL. Isaiah Bailey tore his ACL in the third game of the year. And then our other two preseason all-conference guys missed a combined 25 games. So we just never got to a rhythm last year. Just couldn't get the right guys on the floor and ultimately never developed that chemistry. So, you know, the first thing is we got to find a way to get healthy bodies back. And then we were just not a very good three-point or free-throw shooting team. And we got to be better at putting the ball in the bucket if we want to finish where we expect to finish. And that's a top spot.
Exactly. Now, Coach, I know you're going to year three leading the Bethune-Cookman Wildcats. So for you, what's been your greatest accomplishment in your 3 years at Bethune-Cookman from 17 until now?
You know, I think we jumped out of the gate strong on the floor. You know, we were able to win that regular season conference championship the first year. But, we have not had any success in the conference tournament. And give credit to, we lost to Morgan State our first year. We lost to Howard our second year. We just have not found a way to play our best basketball in a tournament. So speaking of pure basketball, obviously, NC Central has done a heck of a job in the postseason three straight. We got to find a way to play on that Saturday for a conference tournament championship and ultimately, hopefully, punch our ticket to the dance.
And, Coach, I think it's good, like you said, because really in the MEAC conference, it really doesn't matter what you do. It's what you do in Norfolk. Those 3 days in Norfolk is what matters, really. It's what you do in Norfolk. You can win the conference title regular season, go to the NIT, yes, but if you don't go to the big dance, you got to play well in those 3 days in Norfolk, Virginia, but Norfolk State right in their own backyard there.
No question. And it's funny you say that because I'd have to double check this, but there's 32 conferences in NCAA Division I, and only 11 of those had multiple bids. So really, conference 12 through 32, if you don't win your conference tournament, you're not going to play in the NCAA tournament. So for us, it doesn't matter. Obviously we've got a tough non-conference. We got to find a way to get better, and that regular season championship is important. But when it really comes down to it, we got to find a way to play our best games, come March and get hot and try to find a way to have our name called on that Sunday.
And, Coach, I want to talk about the non-conference schedule. I want to put out for our listeners here. Bethune-Cookman's in the MEAC conference, and so is like other schools in the SWAC. They have to play a hard schedule on the road, most of the non-conference schedule. So you cannot judge the MEAC team on their non-conference schedule because they're on the road most of the time, playing guaranteed games on the road, trying to raise money for the school. And I'll let Coach Ritter expound upon that point, but I want to put it out there for the people that understand your record dates in December and November, not really the value of your team would come January, February, March.
Yeah, I mean, you got it right. It's funny because we're opening up at home. We have a non-Division I team, but then, we turn around and we play at Texas Tech. And, that's going to be one of the best teams in the country. They defend at a high rate. So, you go through the months of November and December, we've only got three home games. And I like to say, hey, we're going to have a heck of a record. But at the end of the day, it's just about us finding a way to get better, game by game. So when the MEAC, we crank that thing up in January, we feel really good about our group.
Exactly, because I'm trying to tell the listeners, Coach, because a lot of times listeners say, well, the record's not there. I said, you got to understand something. When you're at the MEAC level, the SWAC level, you have to play guarantee games on the road. Most of the time, nobody's going to come play you at home. So you're on the road or playing an exempt tournament or something. So you're not going to be at home. It's hard on young men. I've been on the road all the time, on buses and things like that. It's not going to be as good as you want to be, but it's how to make them stronger for as we talk about getting peaking late February into March in Norfolk there. That's what really matters. So I tell the listeners that all the time, Coach. I'm glad you're on there to kind of give them that from the coach's perspective. That this is really the truth. I'm telling them on air every week. You know.
Yeah, I mean, you just said it. We don't play a Division I home game until December 21st this year. You know, it's tough. You know, you're on the road. You're getting beat up. And not to make excuses, everybody's got their own factors. But you know, when you're only able to kind of get one Division I home game, you're going to find out who you are real quick. And so that's going to be a challenge for our guys and our staff, but I know they're up for it and we're excited for a, you know, heck of a 2019-20 season.
And you mentioned Texas Tech is the high major road game, also a road game at Georgia Tech right here in our backyard. December 1st, I'll be at that game for sure. Also, UCF is another high major game. And also, you have some quality mid-major matchups as well. So, Coach, what are these games playing Georgia Tech, Texas Tech, UCF, mid-major schools do for the Bethune-Cookman brand? And also, are you trying to get guys home to play games near their hometowns, their family, see them play, and also kind of put a footprint of helping recruiting guys, making Bethune-Cookman a national brand where guys could come there, JUCO guy, grad transfer guy, and play well, and show somebody on film that they can play professional ball somewhere when they play for you?
Yeah, you just said it. You know, actually, all of those things. We try to take one trip every year where, you know, we can kind of honor one of our seniors. You know, this year we're going out to Cal Baptist. We've got a young man from Compton, California, so hopefully we can get a chance to, you know, get him out there and his family get a chance to see him. And then, you know, all those things is we were fortunate, you know, 2 years ago to play at Georgia Tech, and ultimately they beat us. But, you know, we had a shot to win with, you know, less than 30 seconds to go. And I think for us just to have that brand of knowing, hey, we can compete with some of the nation's best, you know, gets us on TV. And like you said, we're able to build our brand by selling pros and utilizing that coverage. So all those things go into the scheduling. But, you know, at the end of the day, no matter who we're playing, where we're playing, you know, the focus is just keep finding a way to get better.
Coach, you mentioned you have a summer session. But who are some young men who, if you saw as they came back, has really gotten stronger, got improved their games over the offseason that you want to highlight to say, hey, these guys will be major parts of my rotation because they've gotten better from spring workouts until now?
Well, I mean, I think it starts with Quatrell Pope. Quatrell Pope's our redshirt senior. He was defensive player of the year in our league last year. And I think in the conference, I think he averaged 17 points and 13 rebounds. He's second in the country in offensive rebounds. So he's a guy that can definitely play at the professional level, but he's got to find a way to get better here. And he did not shoot the ball well from the free throw line, so that's an area that he really put some time into. But between him and hopefully we get this waiver from Malik Maitland, our starting point guard, I think those two guys give us a real shot to be very, very competitive in our conference portion of the season.
Yes, indeed. Now, Coach, also about marketing. Right home in Florida, I know Bethune-Cookman has a brand, so does FAM. You have a brand, UCF, FIU, FAU. So how do you go about selling your program, Bethune-Cookman, differently from, say, a Florida A&M or a UCF or FIU, the kind of tell guys, hey, give us a look, too, because we have a good education here. You have a good opportunity to play ball here. And if you excel at our level, if you're at the MEAC level, you excel really hard. They'll look at you hard. Because look at the OVC. John Morant and Dylan Windler were two first-round picks from the OVC. So if you can play, you're going to get drafted and get seen. So how you go about selling the program to get guys to look past only just looking at Florida, Miami, UCF, looking at you guys or FAMU or FIU to say, hey, give us an opportunity as well?
Well, I think the first thing is just the unique history of our school and our founder, Mary McLeod Bethune. You know, she's one of the most influential women in history of the United States. So I think, you know, really being able to sell the mission of our school is something that I really believe in. You know, we're a faith-based institution, and we take relationships very serious here, and that kind of translates to our basketball program. So You know, when you look into the academics and the tradition of Bethune-Cookman, they're at a great level. But that also translates directly into our coaches' staff, our players. People throw around the word family very loosely. That's our favorite F word. We love the word family. And I think we are very unique in the way we recruit. We sell relationships because we really value and we feel that our staff does truly cares about the student-athlete experience for each kid that comes in, whether you play 20 minutes a game, whether you play 40. At the end of the day, we're going to be here for 40 years helping to build those relationships and mentors rather than just the four while you're here going to school.
That's real key, Coach, because I feel like sometimes some coaches, after they do playing with you, they kind of leave the guys in the wind. And I like the fact that I've noticed about your players, that how they support your team no matter what guys you had year one, year two, year three, that they just support you. I kind of keep an eye on your players and see what's going on. I support because you're a friend of mine. I support your program. So I see what your culture you're building there, and it is a culture of family. And you care about the guys beyond just what they do for you on the court, which is very key because they're student athletes, and you happen to be making husbands, fathers, lawyers, doctors, businessmen, because everybody's not going to go pro in basketball. They're going to go pro in the game of life, and you're helping guys do that at Bethune-Cookman. That's why I appreciate you and your program, what you're doing with your program down there, Coach.
No, I appreciate you saying that. It means a lot more than wins and losses.
Yes, indeed. Now, Coach, that's what I got for you. I know the MEAC is a real tough conference. So how have you guys adjusted to losing Hampton and now Savannah State going to D2? So I mean, does that mean you all play more conference games now because of losing those two teams? Or does it kind of mean you play a more non-conference or one or two more games because you lost Hampton and Savannah State there?
You know, we actually are still playing 16 conference games. We just are only playing certain teams we play twice, certain teams we play once. So we'll play six teams. We'll play them twice for a total of 12 games, and then we'll play four other teams one time, which would be a total of 16 games.
Got you. Well, Coach, looking forward to seeing you December 1st in Atlanta. Hope I catch you on the 30th when you guys get in town. The Dodgers are coming up on Sunday, so hope I catch the hotel on Saturday night when you guys get in town, man.
We'll be there Saturday. We'll be practicing, and then we'll be ready to hopefully crank it up and compete with Georgia Tech here.
Well, I remember you guys about to beat them last time, so I think you can do it again. I think you all got the time to do it again, Coach. I saw you out here. Even Josh Patterson said that y'all played them. So even he admitted y'all played that game. So I know that y'all can do it again. I have confidence in you and your coach and prowess to get it done, Coach.
Well, I appreciate your confidence. Hopefully that can transcend into our fellas.
All right, Coach. Have a good Coach Ritter. Thank you as always, my brother. Talk to you real soon now.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it, my man.
All right. It's Ryan Ritter on the Boss Man Show.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu-ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consultant, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work, A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh, bringing you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.
All right, what's back here? The Boss Man Show. We're joined by a guy you guys know very well. Used to coach at Georgia. He's now the head coach of Colorado, 3-1, playing Arizona this Saturday. Coach Mel Tucker on the Boss Man Show. Coach Tucker, how things out there in Boulder, man?
Everything's going great, man. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, indeed. Now, Coach, I want to ask you this. You took over the program in December of last year. So what would you say have been the biggest change in the program since you took over last December?
Yeah, well, it was really a culture change. We wanted to establish a culture of, you know, winning, very high standards, attention to detail, sense of urgency, discipline, and just really just changing the way, you know, we think about ourselves and then how people think about us.
Exactly, and Colorado has something good, Coach. They have a great conference, great facilities, and great administration. I know the lead place like Georgia had to be somewhere that had those three things to make you go out to Boulder and coach this team going forward.
Yeah, I always felt like you had to have two things. You had to have tradition and facilities. Colorado has a rich football tradition, won a national championship in 1990. Just a strong following, a lot of great football players that have come through here and gone on to the College Football Hall of Fame and to the NFL. And Rick George, our athletics director, has done a phenomenal job with our facilities. You know, they're relatively new, and they're as good as any place in the country.
And it also helps you market the program, Coach, because, you know, recruiting is a real big thing, and young men want to have a good facility to come play in, get a good education as well, have great coaching. So I know when you go out recruiting, having that tradition and those facilities help when you go into a parent's home, getting these young men great education as well.
Yeah, the reception that we've gotten from the high school coaches and from the players and the parents has been outstanding. We've got several, you know, high level players that have visited here in Boulder, and once they see the place, you know, their minds are blown. They see our facilities, they see the great coaching staff that we have, the great academic opportunities that we have here. You know, we have the Flatirons, the mountains are beautiful. It's only 30 minutes from Denver, and just people are just amazed at what we have, and so we've been able to recruit at a high level since I've been here.
Yes, indeed. And, Coach, you're coming off here a little bye week here. So, Coach, how do you structure this bye week? Did you structure the bye week since we're doing some self-scouting, kind of evaluating what you guys have done so far? Or do you kind of put this Arizona tape as well, kind of prepare for him as well? Because Coach Summer does a great job in Arizona. His spread offense is there. Can be kind of hard to stop it sometimes. So how do you structure that week going forward here as you play Arizona on Saturday?
Yeah, you hit on a lot of it. It was kind of all of the above. You know, we had to get healthy. We had some guys a little banged up, so we gave some guys some rest. We did some self-scout and just kind of evaluate our offense and defense and special teams and see where we were and where we needed to go. We needed to really get better, you know, as a football team, so we practiced three times, one time in pads. We went really back to the foundation of technique and fundamentals, being smart, being fast, being physical, and just reestablishing our foundation there. I thought we had a very, very productive bye week.
Yes, indeed. I watched a little bit of the game against Arizona UCLA late Saturday night there. I know you was up watching a little bit too probably. So what are some of them guys on the film that you should look out for when you guys play them on Saturday afternoon here?
Yeah, well, Arizona, they're very dynamic on offense. They, you know, as you said, Coach Selman does a really good job with the scheme. They do a really good job running the ball. They'll spread you out in the passing game. Great RPO game. They got a lot of weapons at receiver. They play three running backs. The biggest question is going to be is what quarterback's going to play. Is Tate going to play or not? So we'll have game plans for both defensively. You know, they do a great job attacking the football. I think they got 9 interceptions as a team. They're +6 in the turnover margin. And, you know, so they wreak havoc on defense. They fly around. They play fast. They attack the ball. And so I feel like it's a really fair matchup for us.
And, you know, Coach, I think getting this bye week early in the year helps you because you play those four games. The first trimester is over, the first four games here. So you got to kind of evaluate to come out 3-1, which is good. So I feel like it's a good spot to also help build your culture because winning breeds culture. You and I both know that. So I feel like making the guys even buy in more, knowing that you guys got off to a great start and what you're selling these young men is working because you won 3 games out of your first 4 with a tough game coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, our guys are—they're bought in. They believe in what we're doing. Our fan base is energized. We're expecting to sell out again this week, so everything is moving in the right direction. The plan is in place, and you know we're taking it one game at a time. But I really feel great about the direction of our program right now.
And Coach, I want to talk to you about this. What would you call the ideal young man you want to bring to your program? Because I want to tell my young men here in Georgia, there are more things more than Georgia State and Georgia Tech. Because I want them to give you opportunity as well, the young men listen to the show here. So what would be an ideal Colorado Buffalo for you going forward with the culture that you're building there at Colorado out there in Boulder?
We want high character young men that are going to do the right thing, you know, things on and off the field. Obviously, we want guys that love football, not just what football can do for them, but just the pure love of the game and the passion for playing the game. We want guys that have aspirations to do great things academically. want to graduate, want to challenge themselves in the classroom and get a degree that they want, and be able to launch their careers after they leave Boulder. And we're looking for great football players. You know, we're looking for guys that are big and strong, fast and physical, you know, difference makers. We want to control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. So we're looking for big guys and long guys that can be stout in the trenches. And we're looking for dynamic playmakers at the skill spots.
And I think, Coach, being out there in Boulder, playing at altitude, gives you an advantage because you guys get to work out a mile high. You get your lungs going at a different level than other guys here in Atlanta will, or in the South when they come out there and play you guys. So talk about the advantage of being at altitude when you guys in the fourth quarter, when other teams are tired or they can't really deal with the altitude like you guys can. You're used to it already. So how does it give you an advantage as you guys hit late into games there?
Yeah, the foundation of our program is our strength and conditioning. We want to be the best conditioned team. Our team is built first and foremost in the weight room. We train extremely hard. Our guys are in excellent condition. We've outscored our opponents, every single one of them, in the fourth quarter. And we finished games very strong in the Arizona State game. I feel like we could have played another quarter, another half if we needed to do that.
Yes, indeed. I know working for Coach Saban and Coach Smart that you got a first look at how strength and conditioning is so very key, a foundation to a program. So what did working for those two guys, Coach Saban and Coach Smart, really do to help you as you jump in this role here in Colorado here?
Yeah, they're both great coaches. I've known Coach Saban since I was 17. I got to know Kirby Smart in 2015 when I got to Alabama, and then obviously I was with him at Georgia for three seasons, and we had some success there. You know, those guys are high level competitors. You know, they care about young men. They care about education. They want to do things the right way. The standard is very high, and they're extremely hard workers. You know, those are two guys that you really can't outwork.
You got that right. I mean, because just watching those guys on sidelines, when I watch you in Alabama and Georgia play, like, it's just seeing how intense those guys was every play, locked in every play. And that's what you expect for your players, to be locked in every play. Because any play making a difference in the game, whether it be a win or a loss. And then those game battles you guys had with Alabama were epic as well. So how was it coaching in those games against Coach Saban, who's a guy you've known since 17 years old, and trying to beat the master of college football, the exciting Saban there?
Yeah, those are great matchups, and you know, great for the fans, great for college football, and great for our players. You know, that's what these players want. You know, when they go to places like Georgia, Alabama, Colorado, places like that, they want to play in meaningful games. They want to be relevant. They want to be part of that national conversation. And that's why we coach. I mean, that's the fun of it. You know, competing at the highest level with great players and great coaches.
Yeah, and Coach Tucker, you've coached in the NFL and in college ball. And at one point, you're from Cleveland, Ohio. People who don't know that, you're from Cleveland. So you coached for the Cleveland Browns in your hometown. What was that experience like coaching like the hometown team, being from Cleveland and having the Browns right there for you, wearing that brown and orange there?
Yeah, that was a dream come true for me. I was very fortunate that I was able to coach at Ohio State, which is 2.5 hours from my house in Cleveland, where my parents were and where they still are now. Then I got a chance to coach for my hometown, Cleveland Browns, and it was a team that I watched growing up, and it was really special to me, and I cherished every moment. Romeo Crennel gave me an opportunity to coach there, and he gave me my first coordinator job there in 2008.
And then you probably got into the interim gig in Jacksonville there for five games. So for you, Coach Tucker, I have to ask guys who coach in the NFL and college ball this. What are the little differences that you can show our listeners from coaching college ball from NFL besides that the guys are getting paid and you're recruiting college kids? So what are the differences in coaching in the professional league and versus coaching in college there?
Yeah, probably the biggest difference other than the recruiting aspect is and the money is that you've got – you know, a wide range of, you know, type of guys that you're dealing with in the NFL, and a wide range of, you know, maturity and experience. You know, I could be coaching a guy that's been playing, you know, 10 years like Julius Peppers, and right next to him I could have an undrafted rookie free agent who's just trying to make the team. So, and being able to coach, you know, all types of guys, no matter at what point in the career they are, and meeting them, you know, where they are and helping them develop and stay in the league or get in the league is really the key to the drill.
Coach Tucker, as an African-American man myself, I'm happy for you and your job at Colorado because we need more of us coaching college football, helping our young men because with 70% of our student athletes being black in college football, we need more of us to help coach our young men as they grow to become husbands or lawyers, businessmen, and all that good stuff. So, Coach Tucker, I'm definitely proud of you and your job. I'm glad that you probably didn't go coach with the Buffaloes, and look, we'll have you on the show again in the future, and we'll be cheering for you here in Atlanta. You still have fans here on the Boss Man Show. My fans want me to have you on the show. I got done for him and happy we need to get make this happen, Coach.
No, I appreciate you having me, and I really appreciate those words. It means a lot to me, and absolutely, I want to be a role model to our young people, and we're going to continue to work hard and have success on the field and off the field.
Best of luck to you, Coach Sandy. We'll talk to you real soon now.
Yeah, we'll talk to you. Thank you.
All right, that's Mel Tucker on the Boss Man Show.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu-ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting or Twitter at Coach TWill24 or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh. Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who was that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man, JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby, 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.
All right, folks, back in the jar of the Boss Man Show. We're joined by the Charlotte 49ers' new head coach, Will Healy. Coach Healy, how are things going in Charlotte, man?
Going great. How are things going with you?
Hey, Coach, I can't complain here in Atlanta. The Hawks are back in training camp here. So basketball season for me starts on Monday against the Pelicans and seeing Zion right here in my own backyard.
That's not bad. Now, he's a pretty good athlete. I wonder how much money he'd have made off his jersey sales.
A bunch.
Yes, I think so, too.
A bunch.
It would have rivaled Tebow, I bet you money.
You got that right, Coach. You know we're in Atlanta, Coach. We have a lot of front-running fans. I guarantee you'll be more Zion jerseys than there will be Hawks jerseys on Monday night. I guarantee it.
Yeah, I understand. I'm a Chattanooga guy, so I've been to Atlanta a lot. I grew up a Georgia Tech fan, so I know what it's like.
Yes, indeed. Well, Coach, I want to ask you this. What do you feel like has been the biggest change in your program since you took over in last December, kind of setting your culture, setting the foundation for what you want to build it if Charlotte going forward here?
Well, I mean, anytime you have transition with the coaching staff, I mean, people are going to run things different ways. And fortunately for me, I got a bunch of guys around me as assistants and you know, as in our development office that know me well enough to understand what I want a culture to look like and what I want guys' character to develop into. And so it's just different ways. I mean, I thought the last guy that was here, Brad Lambert, did a great job. You know, it's just there's a lot of different ways to skin a cat, as you see with Nick Saban and Dabo Sweeney. So it's just different ways of doing things. For me, you know, obviously dealing with resources. I mean, we're very fortunate here. We've got some really good resources, really good facilities, and you're in Charlotte, North Carolina, where you've got even more resources that you can build on. So it's just kind of getting the name out, making sure people understand we're a young program, but we're not trying to be a hidden gym anymore. We want to make sure people understand what type of unbelievable university we have, and we got really good people here on top of it.
You got there, right? You're in a great town. Charlotte's a booming town right there, South Carolina, right there at your doorstep. Of course, you have Tennessee a little bit north of you. And, of course, Georgia, you have to don't throw out from Atlanta down I-85. So I can only imagine they're a great recruiting ground for your staff, your recruiting coordinator, because you can get in a car and find quality talent in any direction that you want to go, a 2640 or 8085.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. I mean, for us, it starts with the Carolinas. But we've recruited Atlanta and Georgia for a long time, whether I was at Chattanooga or at Austin Peay, and a lot of our staff has too. So got great connections in Georgia, you know, going to Florida, going to Virginia, going to Alabama, you know, some Mississippi. So, yeah, I mean, I think that we're trying to broaden our horizons a little bit, make sure and get the word out. And once we can get them on campus, I think we got a shot.
And the beauty of Conference USA, Coach, you go from El Paso, Texas, all the way up to Virginia, and all the way down to Florida. So it's pretty much a big chunk of the United States is covered in Conference USA, which I guess gets its name, Conference USA for real, you know.
Yeah, no, and I think on top of it, you know, we got home and homes coming up with Duke, North Carolina, and Maryland. We open up in Tennessee next year. You know, we'll play South Carolina, Florida, Indiana. We played Clemson this year. So, I mean, we're going to go play some big dogs, too, and try to make sure that our own brand of football is big dog as well.
You get out there, right, Coach? You're on a bye week this week, Coach. So this week, this is more of a self-scout week for you guys. You kind of could combine with some FIU work as well, kind of get ready for this week's preparation to play those guys on the road and come to USA play.
Yeah, you're trying to get guys healthy. I mean, for our biggest point is, I mean, we've got 4 out of 5 all-conference defensive players that have missed the last couple weeks. And, you know, we were down to 4 offensive linemen for the last 3 practices and missed 3 starters for the game on Saturday. So you're trying to get bodies back, especially when you are trying to do some things to work on your depth and you kind of understand where you are in the building of this program. You know, this week's been really good for us to make sure we go back to the basics and the fundamentals and then try to get those guys that we've missed the last couple weeks healthy.
Exactly. 5 weeks in the season here, that's a good time to get a rest there for you guys. You can finish strong as you get in the conference play, because like I said, you only play 1 conference game. The race is still there to be had, so get this week, get guys healthy again and make this run, try to see if you can win that division title there.
Yeah, and I mean, for me, you're such a – that's obviously a goal. You're such a long way as a program from saying that like we've earned the opportunity to talk that way. So, I mean, our biggest deal is let's go get healthy enough and let's go execute a lot better than we have the last couple of weeks. And let's give ourselves a chance to go beat a really good Florida international team on the road. So we got to, you know, you're still developing culture. You're still making sure that the guys understand what a season looks like, because it's their first time going through it with you and your staff. And so every day you're building, and for us, if we can continue to improve, then I think we got a chance to win some games here down the stretch.
And Coach Healy, kind of expound on that for me a little bit, Coach Healy, because when you're a new coach, trying to build that camaraderie and that culture, gain the trust of these young men is very hard, because a lot of them guys were not recruited by you. So how do you go about trying to kind of build that bridge, build that bond where these guys buy in and trust you and your staff, and realize that you're there for them, though you didn't recruit them, you're there for them now going forward?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I mean, everybody always talks about all the coaches that, you know, take a new job. The hardest group to love is the one that you inherit, because they didn't pick you and you pick them. And that's, I told our guys that the first day I got the job, is that you didn't pick me, I picked you. And, you know, I'm going to grow to love you and you're going to grow to love me. And, you know, so I think it's investing, and there's a lot of different ways to do it. You know, a lot of our investing is making sure that our players communicate with one another and continue to get to know more about one another. A lot of it is, you know, whether it's taking them to dinner or doing some fun things with them, or it's talking about things other than football. But the relationship piece, to me is the most important and the most vital, especially in year one. And we're constantly trying to find ways to make sure that we grow as close as we can and that we get guys to buy in as quickly as possible, even though they may not have, out of high school, necessarily picked you.
And, Coach, what's also important is for these young men to realize that, hey, they're there to get an education as well. And you're there to be there like their stepfather to help them grow to become nice, great husbands, lawyers, doctors. So everybody's not going to go to the NFL and go pro. So you got to be realistic about that and just say, hey, I'm here to help you become a better man, a better husband. So how do you go about trying to teach these young men about becoming better men and being the ideal Charlotte representative of the university and the city and the state of North Carolina?
Well, I think the biggest thing you got to make sure they understand is their identity is not football. You know, that there is a lot more to life than football. And that even when they don't have football, you know, so many of these guys have been praised since they were 6 years old because they were the best player on their rec team. And they've gotten away with, you know, not going to class or not doing right academically or socially or whatever it is. And they get to the point, their, you know, junior, senior year, where they panic a little bit. They say, I don't know what I'm going to do without football. You know, maybe I'm not talented enough, or maybe I've been injured or whatever it is, but football is all I got. And my job is to make sure they understand football is not all you got. You know, I mean, you number one, you don't have debt because you hadn't had to pay for college, which is way above where most people are at this point in time. And number two, you fought through some adversity that most people can't fathom. and you've come out on the other side. And so you've got a really good foundation and structure that if you continue to grow and you continue to be willing to learn and put yourself in some uncomfortable positions, then football's not all you got. Football just gave you a background and a structure that can help you be successful in whatever you do. And your identity is not just in football.
Exactly. And Coach, I want to ask you a first question for you, Coach. So who has been some coaches has really helped you personally and professionally as you grow as a coach from being in Chattanooga to being in Austin, being down to being here in Charlotte leading this, the 49ers here going forward?
Well, I was fortunate enough to play for two really good ones in Dave Clausen and Mike London. You know, great coaches, had two total different ways of doing things, but exceptionally successful. And you know, they were the first ones to me that really said there is no one particular way of having success at the college level. You know, then worked for a great boss at Chattanooga and Russ Huseman, who's now the head coach at Richmond, taught me a lot about how to build a program. You know, and then some mentors that have become along the way, Dabo Sweeney, Mac Brown, Scott Frost, you know, Mike McIntyre, some of those guys have been really, really good to me. So I've learned a lot and continue to realize how ignorant I am each and every day and how much I have to learn and, you know, fighting to be the best coach and best mentor I can be.
Now, for you personally, what's the biggest difference for you coaching the FCS level besides the resources to the FBS level? Because I feel like, you know, the competitions are definitely different in the FBS, of course. But what are some challenges that you had at Austin Peay and Chattanooga that you don't have to deal with now at Charlotte, per se?
Well, I mean, you brought it up. To me, the resources are just totally different. And mm-hmm. and you got to make sure that you don't – I mean, you do more with less at the FCS level than anybody else, and especially at Austin Peay. You know, where it was in 2016 is nowhere close to where it is right now. It's a really good job now. And, you know, so you're used to dealing with more, you know, doing more with less. And I think the one thing you have to make sure at this level is that you don't try to treat it like an FCS program, because if you do, you're never going to grow. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, obviously the players that you're recruiting are different. The battles that you're in recruiting are different. The way you travel, the way you eat, what you wear. I mean, all of the quality of life for these guys is really, really good at our place. And so all of that is new. You know, each place brings its own set of problems. And so you're trying to make sure that these guys understand how lucky they are and how grateful they need to be. Where, you know, at Austin Peay, you're fighting them to give them, you know, some eggs and sausage links for breakfast. So, I mean, it is, these guys are very well taken care of. They're at a great university. And in my opinion, they're playing for at least some great assistants. I think I'm overrated, but
no, you're doing a great job, really, man. Good. Now, coach, I told off the air that the coach Figgers, one of my good buddies, Matt Figgery, he talked go only about your house. He said, "Man, Will's a great guy. You let him on your show." So, coach, talk to us. Can you give us a story about Coach Matt Figgery? Because he's a friend of the show, comes on the show all the time. So, can you give us a story about Figs?
Figs is done. I mean, I remember being fortunate enough to be involved in the interviewing process with Matt. And, I mean, he blew it out of the water. And I think that the job he did, especially in year one at Austin Peay, is you talk about changing a culture. That dude changed the culture and how hard those guys played and how disciplined they were and the life around the basketball program. He does a phenomenal job. And, he was really good to me and, you know, enjoyed getting a chance to work with him, and obviously think the sky's the limit for that program and for Coach Figgs. So I got nothing but great stories to say about him. You know, I know we have, he is a hard nosed, tough coach that loves on those guys, and makes sure that they understand. He pushes them really hard because he expects a lot out of them. And he gets a lot out of them. So, no, I always enjoyed watching his practices, and I told him all the time, my guys would cry if they went to one of his practices. I guess I've gotten soft. But I think Coach Figg could come out and be a great football coach too now. He's one of a kind, does a great job, and really enjoyed getting a chance to work with him.
Yeah, sitting in his office when he's watching the film and doing his practice plans, like from seeing him in action, for me, is just amazing because he's so intense about it. He's so meticulous about each drill leading to this next point. It all has a purpose for Coach Fee. So I'm like, so if being a radio show guy, so he taught me that make sure everything I do have some purpose. So just hearing that, being around him helped me in my radio career. And so make sure everything I do has a purpose. Like what I do, if it be a question, a game I cover, have a purpose in what you're doing. So he taught me that as a radio guy.
Disciplined, organized, consistent. I mean, he's all those things. I don't think there's any question. I learned a lot from him as well.
Now, Coach, I told you off the air, I was in Chattanooga this past weekend, your hometown. I really enjoyed it. It was Mox Homecoming weekend. I went to the Lookout Mountain, Ruby Falls, the aquarium, great places. And I went to Ellie's Barbecue off of Manufacturers Road and the Big Chill. Man, I'm in love with your town, man. My girlfriend loved it. I'm going to go back to your town more often. How was it growing up there in Chattanooga, Coach?
Be careful about those drinks at the Big Chill now. That'll put you under in a hurry.
You got there, right?
don't deal with any of those frozen machines. I can promise you that. I mean, Chattanooga is a great place. And, you know, my dad grew up there, and lived there a long time. Obviously both of my brothers grew up there. We actually lived in Ootowaw for since I was five. So my oldest brother's got a chance to live on Lookout Mountain for a big part of their youth and had a great experience, you know, and being able to come back home and work at UTC for 7 years was a tremendous experience. really, it almost gives you, I mean, the toughest part about the profession for me was, you know, dating my wife and then us getting engaged and married while I was at Chattanooga. And then leaving Chattanooga where she grew up and went to school and she really hadn't felt what life was like in the coaching profession because we had such a support system in Chattanooga. You know, I mean, there was always something for us to do. I mean, you felt like in some ways and you always had something pulling you in different directions. So for me, I think, you know, I matured a lot whenever I had to move away and be a part of this profession. So, great city, still got all my family back there, except for my brothers in Atlanta, so we frequently visit back in Chattavegas is what we call it.
Well, I promise Coach Paris at Chattanooga, the basketball coach, I will be coming more often because I enjoyed it so much. I'm going to come more often to see you guys play. So I said, I got to come here up here some more because I loved it so much the weekend I was in town. So your town's great in my book, Coach. A++ for Chattavegas, man.
That's right. Chattavegas, man, where all your dreams come true, right?
Yes, indeed. Coach Healy, best of luck to you next week against FIU. Glad to have you on the show. Got to do it again real soon. I enjoyed our visit today. Wish you the best of luck going forward, man.
Anytime. Appreciate you, man. Have a great day.
You too. That's Will Healy, the Boss Man Show.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu-ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work, A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting or Twitter at Coach TWill24 or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-6079. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who was that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, it's your man, JC, the host with the most, baby. And it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.